Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about our WTU mottos. We talk about the two main mottos in the Wing Chun universe.
Yes.
The first motto is We Move People. What do we mean about this motto? I think it's not only that we move the physical bodies.
No.
There are more meanings.
One of the Asian philosophies behind Wing Chun is the Taoistic philosophy. And one of the basics of the Taoistic way is that everything moves and everything changes every time. There is nothing in the universe who stands still. Everything changes every moment. There is no moment something doesn't change. And so we have give our attention on this way of changing. And many people looking in the life for positions, for categories, for rules, for points who never change. The thing, if there is a point that the things are right and they are not changing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great mistake.
So maybe the people change also inside.
Everything changes. There's no thing in our body who is in the next moment the same. There's nothing in this room who is in the next moment the same. There's nothing outside of this room who is in the next moment the same. The man who go inside this room doesn't never go out of this room.
Mm-hmm.
This is if there is something who is the. If there's something, what is the truth is that nothing is the same in the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so is a high art that you adapt yourselves on the adaption.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say Wing Chun is the art to adapt yourselves on the adaption, it's a big truth behind our art. There is a second esoteric philosophy who is connected with martial arts in the past. It's the Chan, the Chan Buddhism. And the Chan Buddhism, another name for the Chan Buddhism is the school of the moment. Or the impulse to change. Mm-hmm. The first impulse to change. And the same is, we don't move the people that we say to the people what they should do. No, we give the people an impulse that they're moving on, that they go over the border they have in their life. You have borders in your moving, you have borders in your thinking, you have borders in your feeling, you have borders in everything.
And the habits and the daily routines.
And all things. Mm-hmm. And you never find new things if you live inside of these borders.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the impression that you know everything because you're inside the borders. If you go over the borders, you see you know nothing. And no man know much of this universe. If someone think he knows a lot, then he's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Then he is in a small room. And so he has the impression he knows a lot. It's the impression of a of that cage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the same as when we move. Look to people, look to people, how they go, how they move their bodies. They go through the world as they were a heavyweight. They don't float.
Okay. And then we have a second very important motto. This means back to the roots. What is the meaning of back to the roots?
If we say back to the roots, many people think the meaning is we go to the past, to the point someone created, someone begin the way. Not this is not the meaning we mean.
Mm-hmm. So it's not to go back in the past to have the old traditional martial art like in China 300 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not the meaning.
This is not the meaning.
It's not the meaning. The people 1,000 years ago had the same distance to the root as I have this in this time. And the roots of human being is the connection with the life. And the connection with the life is not outside, it's inside. And the distance in the inside is the same. You never find knowledge outside. You only find information outside, but not knowledge. Everything outside can be like a class who bring your seeing to yourself inside. And you have to find inside the knowledge, but you need the impulse from the outside that you see it inside.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing from it's not our way like people who lived 1,000 years ago. What was another way to go inside as it's today? I cannot use the same tools like 1,000 years ago because we are other circumstances, we have other habits, we have our...
Everything changed.
Everything changed, and so we have adapted the way to these things who have changed, and everything have changed. I cannot go the same way as people 1,000 years ago because there are other circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But the roots are the same.
Mm-hmm.
The connection to the life was the same as today. And I have to clear this link, this connection to life in myself. It's not clear because the reason why it's not clear is why we look outside. We have lost the connection to life in ourselves, and so we are searching for these things outside.
Mm-hmm.
But outside, we only find the reason to go back and search inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're looking for the natural way of move your body, you have to go inside yourself. You cannot do it with only if you do physical exercises outside. It's then you bring your body in an artificial structure.
Mm-hmm.
And artificial structure is that you cannot move naturally. And for me, Wing Chun or WDU, Wing Chun, is the natural way to move your body. And if you go the natural way to move your body, then you change your thinking and then you change your feeling. You change your seeing of the world outside and you change your seeing your world inside.
Because
and you see that these are the both sides of glasses.
Because of the learning process and because I change the perception of the world, and then I change myself.
If you find knowledge in yourself, you change the perception of the world.
Mm.
It's the only way to change the perception without change the conditioning of the perception. Because if you only look to the outside, you change the conditioning, but not the essence from a human being. You change the form. And the form is an attribute from the time, not from the essence of a human being.
So this motto has one meaning which goes to the person inside. Does this motto has also a meaning that we go back to the roots of the Wing Chun because we go to the real origins of the Wing Chun?
The real origin from the Wing Chun is not a technique.
Does we mean this with this motto? Back to the roots also? Is this another meaning of this motto?
It's another meaning, but we go to the real roots. And the real roots for me, the link of men who work on the perception, not of the form.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, example, the Japanese Budo, there are the Soto students and the Rura students, the inside students and the outside students. And also the inside masters and the outside masters. And most of the masters who are in public are the outside masters. And many, many inside masters are not known in the public. And if an outside master is also an inside master, many outside people doesn't know it. And outside, they are teaching the form. Inside, they're teaching the way.
There is very, very much inside these two mottos.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think
nobody
knows this before. Yeah, very interesting. And we have a lot of more mottos. Maybe we talk about this in another time.
In another time, yes. Mm. Yes.
Okay, then thank you.
And bye.
Goodbye.